Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. I'm really excited because today's episode is a guest episode. I feel like I haven't been doing guest episodes lately. I feel like it's been kind of a crazy time trying to organize sitting down and recording with guests via Zoom. Because it's the holiday time, a lot of people are winding down their school semester. I know I am. I don't know. I just feel like it's a crazy time, and trying to make a schedule work with another person to sit down for an hour and record a podcast is nearly impossible. But I'm really excited to have a very special guest on my podcast today, my friend Zoe. It's so funny and weird to call her my friend because we've never met in person, but we are really good Instagram friends. We met through an Instagram engagement group, and then we've just kept up with each other since then. She's honestly one of my favorite people to follow, which is kind of strange to say because she's a couple of years younger than me. She's 17, I'm 24, but I see a lot of my younger self in Zoe. And I also think that she is such an amazing role model for younger girls when it comes to health and fitness. She has a health and fitness account on Instagram, Zoe N Fit, where she posts really positive health and fitness content, which I feel like is really important for younger girls. She takes a very science-based approach, which I really appreciate because I think there's a lot of BS out on the internet. I think young girls that are around Zoe's age are especially prone to fall for that BS that's put out on the internet and social media about health and fitness. So I love that she's using her platform to spread a really positive and scientifically backed message. And I really love the conversation that we had. I have quite a lot of listeners who are in their teenage years, which is so funny to me because I feel like my podcast, at least to me, is more geared towards girls in their 20s. But I love my teenage listeners. You guys are making me feel young. And I just think this episode is so great. I think Zoe, like I said, is such an amazing role model for younger girls when it comes to health and fitness. We touched on a bunch of different things. We talked about body image, how to deal with that at such a young age, and especially with social media. I think it fosters a lot of negative body image thoughts among younger girls. So we talk about that and how Zoe fosters a positive body image relationship with herself. We talk about starting a health and fitness Instagram account as a teenager because I feel like it's something that can be super intimidating. I'm 24, and when I started my health and fitness account, I felt intimidated. So I can only imagine it doing it at 17 like Zoe did. So she offers really great advice on how to do that. And we also just talked about kickstarting a health and fitness routine as a teenager. I feel like it's really important to start these good habits when it comes to your health and fitness journey at a young age. And Zoe and I talk about this a little bit more, that the habits that you create as a teenager definitely carry on into your young adult years. There's so many habits, both good and bad, that I created when I was a teenager when it comes to my health and fitness journey that I still pull from to this day as a 24-year-old. So Zoe and I talked a little bit about creating good habits when it comes to your health and fitness journey. I really love this episode, especially if you are a teenage girl out there. I feel like you're really going to resonate with this episode and Zoe's message. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to this episode, and I want to hear your thoughts about it for sure. So make sure you let me know on Instagram after you listen to the episode what you thought about it. Let's go ahead and get into it and meet Zoe. Okay, so I am here with one of my Insta friends, Zoe, Zoe N Fit on Instagram. We found each other, I think, through like an engagement group, and we kind of have just been Instagram friends ever since. So hi, Zoe, welcome on.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners who may not know you.
Okay, so my name is Zoe Nicarato. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior in high school. I'm from New Jersey, and I've only been like into health and fitness for about a year, but I feel like at this point in my life, I kind of know that's what I'm going to do for college. So yeah, it's just been a hobby, and hopefully it's going to be a career of mine. We'll see how that goes. And yeah, it's just something I'm really passionate about. So
Yeah, I can definitely see that on your Instagram, how passionate you are about it. And before I hit record, I was just saying to Zoe, I'm excited to have someone on who's a teenager because a pretty good chunk of my listeners are teenagers and I'm 24. So like I can try to offer good advice, but I think it'll be good to hear from a teenager herself. So I want to go into kind of your backstory with health and fitness. How did you get started?
Yeah, so I was never athletic growing up. I tried like a couple different things and dance was kind of the thing that I ended up settling with. I did it competitively for about 5 years. And a little bit later last year, about a year ago, I started developing some disordered eating patterns and just like totally took exercise away to the extreme. And so that kind of resulted in me ending dance because it just wasn't healthy for me, like body image wise. And it was just too much exercise overall. So, you know, I started talking to some people like professionals and I kind of turned it around and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start using fitness for what it should be and eating, you know, in a healthy way. Obviously it was much easier said than done, but yeah, I would say this year was kind of when I started getting into it. My dad was a huge, huge influence on me because he was a personal trainer and we have a gym at home. So yeah, I'm very fortunate to have been able to catch it in its early stage and kind of turn it into something good.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you think those sort of negative body image, where did that stem from? Did it stem from dance? Did it stem from social media? Kind of like a combination of both?
Yeah, I would say it's weird because my personality, I usually like didn't struggle with like comparison or anything like that. I was kind of in my own little world. Just, I didn't care. I never thought about what I looked like until recently. And I think dance, I don't want to blame it on dance because I still have a love for it, but it was definitely got really toxic just being in the mirror for hours a day, wearing tight clothes with other girls. And I know that's like something a lot of girls struggle with, like athletes, non-athletes. And so I just felt like it was just not a good, it was really a catalyst for all those disordered thoughts. So
yeah, I think you brought up such a good point that a lot of us like tend to not think of ourselves as being the type to compare ourselves to others. But then I think once we look back on it, a lot of us can sort of pinpoint like a certain time in our lives where we started comparing ourselves to others, especially when it comes to body image. I made an episode about this a long time ago, but growing up, like never really struggled with body image because I know there's some people that have had incidences starting at like age 5, but I was never that sort of person. But then as soon as I entered high school, my friend group was primarily really skinny girls. And looking back on it, I was skinny too, but like I just didn't think I was in high school and I was constantly comparing myself to them. And then I was also on my high school's rowing team. And rowing is kind of like weightlifting and wrestling where it's like divided into weight divisions. And I felt like if I wasn't in the lightweight weight category, that I was overweight, that I was like disgusting, that my friends would think, okay, like she's fat. And I just always look back at that time in my life as like, wow, that's when I really started to compare myself to others. And digging yourself out of that hole can be really difficult. So what are some things that you did that helped your, like just assure yourself about your body image and creating a more positive relationship with yourself and your body image?
Yeah, definitely. You're right in saying it digs you into this deep hole where it's almost like a subconscious thing. Like you don't think about necessarily what you look like. It's just automatically negative. As soon as you look in the mirror, you pick things about yourself instead of looking at the good things about yourself. And so I would say I don't have a perfect answer because it's something that, you know, I think takes a while to kind of sort out, but it's definitely improved. You know, I did speak with a therapist, which I think should be more normal. I think it's really helpful. And she kind of helped me kind of pave that new way of thought and kind of changing my thought patterns just to kind of, you know, just change that mindset. And I think one thing for me is kind of, I had to do a lot of hands-on work where I stopped looking in the mirror. I, you know, put away the scale, maybe didn't wear tight clothes. And so you kind of have to change not only your thoughts, but your behaviors until you feel you're ready to comfortably like introduce those things again. So I think it's just kind of facing it and sitting with it and acknowledging it's going to take a while, but just giving yourself grace.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. So I want to dive into your more health and fitness journey. So you're 17, you're really young, but you seem to have such a great relationship with your health and fitness. So I just want to know how you kickstarted that journey, what inspired you to start it so young, and what sort of advice do you have for listeners who are maybe around your age and are trying to start their health and fitness journey, but because of their age, they feel kind of limited?
Yeah, so I would say social media is definitely a good tool, but it can also, like you were saying, can be kind of toxic. So one thing that's really helped me is following accounts that have the relationship with health and fitness that I aspire to have. Obviously, Instagram is a highlight reel, so you're not going to, you know, everyone has their own struggles, but there were definitely some people I noticed that weren't promoting like the best things or not realistic, just relationships with health and exercise. So I did unfollow them. And I think that following like positive accounts is really important. And also just making sure that you're checking in with yourself in that regard too, because I found myself a lot being like comparison, you know, it's very easy to fall into. But advice that I would say for starting your own fitness account is you just kind of have to do it. Even still today, like posting is nerve-wracking for me because I'm very lucky to have really supportive friends, but sometimes I worry that not everybody understands what I'm doing or they think it's obsessive and stuff like that. So I just think it's a matter of pushing yourself. And also you have to think of it in terms of like, okay, do I have a certain goal? It's a good thing to, you know, keep up with yourself and track that progress. So it really depends what your goal is. If you're, you know, starting your health and fitness Instagram to just gain followers and, you know, promote a certain image, I don't think that's the best thing to do. I would start it more from a place of like bettering yourself and also trying to help others. So,
yeah, definitely. I also think it's so important for accounts like yours to exist because I know when I was your age, I was following people like Whitney Simmons and Sarah's Day and just a bunch of other YouTube like fitness influencers who were a couple years older than me, and they were great role models to look up to, but you're also at different points in your life and different points in your fitness journey. So I think it's really important for accounts like yours to exist. I think some of the time they get like a lot of negative feedback because people are like, oh, well, you're not certified, you're too young to know what you're talking about. But I feel like anybody, like if you have something valuable to share, your age shouldn't hold you back.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's something I, you know, didn't really think about at first because I was like, oh, well, I love it. It doesn't matter. But then I looked on Instagram like, wow, there's really no one under 18 that's doing this. And I started finding accounts my age. I know you did an episode with Marin. Shout out to Marin. But she was somebody I was like, wow, she's my age. She has a really similar like background. And just seeing that was really inspiring. And so just follow accounts that are in a similar, you know, market, I guess, as you, not that you have to think of it like a business, but follow people with similar interests, similar passions that are the same age or same stage of life. And that has been something that's really encouraging for me.
Do you have any advice on how to avoid negative social media? I know before we hit record, we were talking a little bit about TikTok. The diet culture on TikTok is rampant. It's super crazy. And I feel like TikTok is a super popular platform right now, especially for people your age. So what's your advice on how to avoid that stuff? If it comes up, how do you handle it?
Yeah, I would agree. TikTok is so influential. It's crazy. And the stuff that I see on there, I'm just like, wow, it's a completely different world from like Instagram, because Instagram, I feel like there's obviously like diet culture, but there's a lot more positive health influencers, I think. But on TikTok, it's just, like you said, a lot of teenagers, their goal is to just be smaller and whatever it takes to get there. And then they promote that. And I don't know, I would say for me, I just don't follow them, but I know a lot of girls, you know, I scroll through and I see these comments and they're like, give me your workout routine, give me your what I eat in a day. And it's just like, I feel like people have to think health and fitness is so not one size fits all. Like what's healthy for you is not going to be healthy for me. And so I would just try to kind of weed out those people that are, you know, telling you to eat a certain way, to look a certain way. Those are kind of like the red flags that I see. But yeah, just kind of narrow down what you're looking at. I don't even go to TikTok for any health and fitness stuff. I see a few like people that actually know what they're talking about. But yeah, definitely can be toxic really fast.
I love that you said health and fitness isn't like a one size fits all thing, because I remember being your age and I feel like Instagram was really like the most popular social media platform when I was your age. And I remember looking at people's photos and being like, how did they get their body? What is their workout routine? And I never took into account the fact like that is a completely different person. Their diet is different than mine. Their metabolism is different than mine. Their activity level is different than mine. Their genetics are different than mine. There's just so many factors that go into achieving your dream body if you want that, or just like a healthy body overall. And I think it's so easy to look on social media and think like, okay, that person kind of sort of looks like me and I want to achieve their body. But there's so many factors that go into it.
Yeah, that's so true. And like you said, it's not always just like people with a dream body. It's like, oh, wait, she's my height. She looks about my weight. Like, let me do what she does. And it's like you said, so much more than that. It's genetics, it's activity level. It's just, there's so many different factors. And, you know, Instagram and social media, it's just like a cover page of like someone's story, really. You don't know how they got there, you know, and everything that led up to it. So it's really important to just think of health as an individual thing. I think that's really important.
Definitely. So I want to know your favorite ways to get active and also advice that you have for people that are your age on how they can get active, because I feel like your age holds you back sometimes. Maybe you can't like do group fitness classes because of your age. You can't join a gym without like your parents' consent. So what are your favorite ways to get active? And then just some advice for people your age who are kind of between a rock and a hard place and are having a hard time finding a way to get active because of their age.
Yeah. So like I'm very fortunate to have a home gym, because I am not typically like a very active person. My siblings, they're always running around playing outside. I much more rather like sit inside and, you know, just relax. So I've definitely had to push myself in that sense. In terms of like the age, I would say start with something that you really enjoy. So I know a lot of people love sports, use that as your outlet. If you're more into like dancing is a great way to kind of work out without really realizing it. But one of my favorite ways is just walking. I love walking. I love listening to podcasts and walking, listening to music and walking. It's just really relaxing. So I found that I did that especially a lot during quarantine, walking outside. But also just, like I said, start with something that you actually enjoy. And in terms of gyms and stuff, if you're not able to have access to one, YouTube is a good resource. Like, again, be careful with like the content you're consuming. There's toxic stuff everywhere, but there's a lot of great people that do home workouts, and it's kind of like a follow along type thing, which can be kind of motivating. So yeah, just definitely, I would say don't use age as an excuse for anything, because there's so many ways that you can stay active and also like enjoy what you're doing at the same time, no matter where you are, what age.
Are there some free workouts on YouTube or on Instagram that you like to follow and want to shout out?
Yeah. Okay. So I think great home workouts, obviously Whitney Simmons, she's like the queen of home workouts. I think she actually has her app now too, which has been a really great resource for a lot of people. I also love for home workouts, Courtney Saracino, I think that's how you say her name. She has awesome home workouts, and I know there's a lot of people that are going into lockdown again. And so a lot of creators are like doing home workouts. So definitely follow those. It could be really helpful. And if you can, you know, I know there's like Target in some places that get resistance bands or light dumbbells, just anything that you can get your hands on. Cause I know it's hard, but definitely a good resource.
That's so funny you just said that, because yesterday I've been on the hunt for like 15-pound dumbbells for the past week, and people on Facebook Marketplace were selling them for like $70, $80. And I was like, okay, do I bite the bullet and just do this? Because I couldn't find them anywhere. And then yesterday I just had like a gut feeling to look online at my Target, and my Target had them. So immediately I like drove right over, I dropped everything, and I was like, I'm getting these dumbbells. And I was so excited because they had them. But definitely like snatch up that exercise equipment, because I think a lot of us are going back into lockdown.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've heard Target, like I remember in the beginning, was like sold out, couldn't find it anywhere. So it's a good thing you got your hands on it, because I'm sure that will happen again.
Yeah, someone also told me someone I work with at the studio I instruct at said that Walmart actually restocks their dumbbells every week. They just don't put it on their website because they don't want to, I think, have a lot of people like be ordering them and overwhelming their like order system in their store and stuff. I don't know how true that is for every Walmart, but that's maybe a rumor to look into. So maybe yeah. Walmart.
Yeah, that is good. I never knew that.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about food and diet because I think when you're in your teenage years, you create a lot of habits that you're going to carry into your young adult life. I know in my teenage years, I thought calories were everything. So I swore by my Fitness Pal and I don't think it ever became super, super toxic for me, but there's definitely some times being 24 now that I will like look at a nutrition label and my eyes wander to the calories and I'm like, nope, I shouldn't take that into account. I should take in like the ingredient list, the macros. But I'm just wondering, how do you handle your food and diet at such a young age? Is there any certain diet you follow? Are you an intuitive eater? What do you do?
Yeah. So like you said, my Fitness Pal used to be like the end all be all. Like if that didn't match up with my, you know, amount for the day, that was it. And so I think that can be kind of dangerous. I would say unless you're, you know, training for a specific goal or a certain like competition, calories are really not the end all be all. Like you said, like macros and ingredients, like what's actually in the food you're eating is so much more important. And so at my age, I mean, I definitely more used to be like, I used to like stay home and it would stop me from going out with friends and stuff like that. But now if I'm out and I don't, you know, have certain meals planned, I just try to kind of go with what I'm craving, but also like the healthiest option for what I'm craving. So, but again, if I want ice cream or a burger, I'm going to get ice cream or a burger. So I think it's really important that to remember that healthy isn't really what you're eating. It's how you think about food too. And so if, you know, I feel like I am thinking about a certain, you know, fast food, I'll get fast food and I'll honor that. So I think at this age, especially just take advantage of like the time that you have where you're just enjoying friends and just be as carefree as possible. I mean, still like take your health into account, but if you're working out and you're staying active, I really don't think it's something that's worth stressing about. So just kind of trying to go for that balance.
I totally agree. I can remember so many instances in my teenage years where I didn't go out to eat with my friends, or I just felt like I wasn't enjoying myself when I was having a meal with my family or my friends because I was caring so much about what I was eating. And those are times I definitely look back on and I'm like, dang it, that was really the time in my life where I could get away with eating whatever I want. At 24, it is unfortunately not like that anymore. So cherish it. I'm so jealous you're like in that time in your life.
But yeah,
I want to circle back to running a health and fitness account. You have the cutest account I've ever seen. I love the way you edit your photos and stuff. But I feel like with people going back into lockdown and quarantine, a lot of people might be inspired to start like a little side hustle. And I've seen a huge influx of health and fitness and lifestyle Instagrams being created. So I just want to know, what was the inspiration behind creating your account and what has been like the most fun thing you've experienced while having your account?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, yeah, it's definitely, there's such a huge community now that I never even realized there's so many people doing it, which I think is so cool. And in terms of what inspired me, I would say watching other people's content, I was like, wow, like this is helping me so much. I wonder if I could help other people. And also, like I said, this is something I want to do for a career. So kind of trying to build up that credibility before I start training, I just wanted to make sure, hey, like follow my Instagram if you want to do coaching here or you want to see my workouts here. So it was kind of a little bit of both, kind of like a way to track progress, but also possibly turn into a business depending on how that goes. But yeah, I would say definitely do it. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, you know, or extravagant. I know there's a lot of people that are really good with the editing and the posting. For me, it's kind of hard with school. So just don't put that pressure on yourself. Use it as you would like a regular Instagram or regular social media. Just kind of share that part of your life. And in terms of what my favorite part of it is, I would say like engaging with other people doing the same thing. Like you said, like the engagement group that we have, like that is just so encouraging for me to know that there's other people that are doing it. And also when I wake up in the morning, I see everybody else is like getting at it in the morning. and doing like achieving their goals. And I think that's so motivating. So even if you don't necessarily want to, you know, be a content creator, I guess just being engaged with that part and that community, I think is really awesome and a great reason to start.
I totally agree. I love having a separate health and fitness account because it's kind of just like my separate own little world away from my personal Instagram, where I follow a lot of people from high school and college and just like people I know from throughout life. And for the longest time, I was struggling like, okay, do I just want to keep my personal account and start putting content on there? And I ultimately decided to create a separate account because I just feel like I'm so much more free on it. And it just gives you access to people that I feel like you wouldn't normally meet if you were putting content out on your personal Instagram page. I kind of like the separation.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's totally different because, and you're just going to have like a different audience. Like, you know, you're not going to get as many people that are interested in health and fitness if you're posting on your personal account. So I think it's important that you're reaching people that actually want to hear what you have to say. So yeah, definitely appreciate that separation.
And for anyone who doesn't follow you, do you want to talk about the sort of content you put out on your account?
Sure. So right now, I'm going to be honest, I haven't been doing as great. I wanted to, my goal was like 3 posts a week, and I definitely haven't been sticking to that. But my goal is to put out more workouts because, like we were talking about, lockdown's probably going to happen again, at least where I live. I have a lot of friends in New Jersey. We're all like not able to train at gyms. And so I would say I'm going to try to post home workouts, maybe more recipes depending, and just kind of talk about like the science behind fitness, because that's what really helped me understand like what I need to do for my body. It's science, and it's really what your body needs. It's so much more than just working out and eating good. So hopefully just trying to help people understand that a little bit better is definitely my goal.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that like the science behind fitness is so important, because I feel like it can be really intimidating. If you're not like a scientific person like myself, you might look at like a study or a health journal and be like, what the heck are they talking about? But I think it's great to have people like you who are breaking it down into more simple terms. I have learned so much from YouTube. Like, there's just some really great YouTubers out there that have really broken down the science behind health and fitness. And I feel like once you really understand that there is more to just like doing cardio 24/7 and only eating chicken and rice, it improves your relationship with your health and your fitness and your body image so much.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so true. And that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I have to eat my protein, eat this. And it's so much more than that. Like, healthy eating and healthy lifestyle doesn't have to be boring. Like, if anything, you're going to enjoy it. And so I feel like that's a common misconception. People think you have to be so rigid, but you really don't. It's really, you know, just about balance. And if you have that balance, you're going to be doing what you need to do. Your body really is going to thank you for it.
And that's so amazing that if you start those sort of habits at your age, because like I said, those are habits that you're going to carry into your 20s and honestly the rest of your life. And it's really important to make sure that those habits you're creating around your health and fitness journey are positive and are shaped to be long-term instead of short-term. And Whitney Simmons always says this, like, it's not temporary, like it's a lifestyle. She lives the life that she lives because she wants to do it long-term. Thus, she's not going to make herself do like these sort of crash diets, these crazy cardio workouts. I think once you come to that sort of realization that your health and fitness is a very long journey, it's not very short and linear, there's a lot of ups and downs, you will feel so much more confident in your journey.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's such an important mindset to have, because like our culture in general, not even in health and fitness, everybody wants like instant gratification, quick fixes. And so I think once you understand that like healthy living is really living, like it's a lifestyle and it is long-term and it should be sustainable, I think that just relieves a lot of stress, because there's so many people, especially on the holidays, they're just looking for quick fixes and quick diets and stuff like that. And my thing is, if it takes a short time to get there, it's going to only last a short time. So definitely not a linear journey. It takes a while, but it's worth it.
Totally agree. Okay, so shout out your social media. Where can people find you?
Okay, so I'm really only on Instagram right now, Zoe N Fit, so Zoenfit. That's where I post Try to post weekly. And yeah, that's pretty much all I'm working on right now. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in the future, but I really enjoy Instagram right now. So,
do you have any plans to expand maybe outside of Instagram, like YouTube or TikTok or any of that?
I don't know. I was listening to your podcast actually earlier this week, and you were talking about just how school is like really overwhelming. And so I would love to, but school is really like the priority right now. And I just would feel like overwhelmed, I think, but definitely in the future. And also if that's something that like people would want to see or find helpful, then yeah, I'd love to do that, but we'll see. Just taking it day by day.
See, I love that. A nice, honest answer, because I feel like it's difficult sometimes if people's job is only social media, but I love that you're real, like you have school just like I do. So balancing school and your little social media side hustle can be a lot. So I like that you were so honest about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. Everybody go follow Zoe. She is the best. I'm like, what, 7 years older than her, and I love her content. She is the sweetest little person ever. I'll link her account down below. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.